This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start this hour of the July 4th Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy 4th of July. It is appropriate to wish people a happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Is there happiness to be had? Yep. Depends on how you take a part. I could be like everybody else. And sometimes it happens that I do get that way, especially on a holiday like this. I just want to cast aside everything. This program is live, by the way, and you can join us at 888-302-3684. I believe it is my solemn duty. I have sworn on a number of ratings books instead of the Bible that the important thing for me to do on a holiday is to be here and share my time with you. This is, without a doubt, the only live program nationally that will be on today anywhere. I think George Norrie does his program live, but I'm not sure on Mondays that he does that when there's a holiday. So, at any rate, take advantage of it. Share your thoughts. There's a continuing thread on Twitter, at Good Day Show, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, 888-302-3684. In keeping with the day, I'm going to keep a stream of questions going that have to do with our country, because today is a day for us to focus on our country. That song for this is our country, land that I love. Sometimes it seems that we don't love our country. I think that's inappropriate. I think we do love, well, put words in your mouth, and I'll tell you what I think, and you can tell me what you think. I love my country. I don't like its government. I don't like its leadership. I don't like what people have done to I was watching, I think it was Madam Secretary last night, and there was a reference to the Supreme Court and the Citizens United decision that was made a number of years ago, and how the corruption of our country has overtaken the operation of our country. And I thought it was interesting. I wondered to myself, how many people really knew, other than folks who pay serious attention to what happens here, how many people knew what Citizens United was or is? So I'm going to ask that question because it's an important question about our country. What was the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, and how has it affected American politics, American government, what happens in our country? Citizens United, that is a decision that's called, the reference is called the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court. What did that do? And the number, again, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Wake up, rise, and shine to that. And I have a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Very inspiring. Today is the greatest day of the year for inspiration. Well, maybe you can argue Christmas is, but not everybody celebrates Christmas. I guess people who live here, not everybody who lives here celebrates the birth of our country or what's good about our country. There are a lot of people who are here who don't appreciate anything but the fact that we give away too much stuff. So there's that. And help yourself to it, because I think things will change, hopefully, as we get a little smarter. We'll see. 888-302-3684. So what's the so-called Citizens United Supreme Court decision? How did that affect things in our country? This is a day about our country. This is your country, land that you love. What's your favorite patriotic song also? I may make that. And do you want to sing a few bars? 888-302-3684. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. What's your favorite? If you think about it, you have a few, this is being nice and kind, you have a few fewer years than I do. What sort of music on the 4th of July did you get brought, the traditional things? What I know about you and your family, your father and mother are pretty traditional, are they not?
Yeah, they're pretty traditional. I'm trying to think, though. I guess my favorite traditional ones, I know you like God Bless the USA, and I like that one as well. And I would say my favorite song to sing in elementary school in chorus, because we would always sing, you know, I mean, we weren't in school for 4th of July, but we would learn the patriotic songs, and so I always loved Your Grand Old Flag. But we didn't really listen to those on 4th of July. I'm trying to think back, you know, to a favorite patriotic song, and
You mean at home you didn't do your father?
Home, you know, when we were celebrating, we would always have a barbecue, and maybe music that was on the radio would be playing in the background.
Yeah.
But they don't
you have fireworks displays? You go to fireworks?
I guess they do play them at firework displays, but when we were just hanging out, we didn't really listen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe I'll have to change that tradition this year. I am going to a cookout with some friends after this. So,
there you go.
You got any good recommendations?
My favorite song is the original version of God Bless America, or the one that became the most popular right after the Depression. We went into World War II in that era there, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. I grew up, and what I heard on the 4th of July was Kate Smith singing God Bless America. And she had a daytime TV program when TV first got started. She had another song called When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain that I will never, ever forget. But her version of God Bless America, there are four or five really good versions of it, in my opinion. And hers is the best. It's the oldest of the one that seems to be most traditional, the one you probably wouldn't like, but that's the difference in taste, that's all. So what's your favorite American song? And our first question about our country in the terms, I suppose we make this a trivia question, the Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court, how did that change the fabric and fiber of our country if the discussion doesn't go in that direction? I'll explain all of these things one way or another. You can be fairly sure that if I'm asking the question, it's like a lawyer. If I ask the question, I know what the answer is. So I worked with a guy once who would ask questions like this, and he didn't half the time know what the answers were. He was asking the question because he wanted to get the answer, and people thought it was a contest, and when he didn't know, they'd get disgusted with him. But that's a different approach. If I have a question, I'll ask you too. But most of my gurus have always said people don't understand that. If you ask a question, you didn't know the answer to it. If people ask you a question, they figure you're a font of knowledge. You're supposed to know everything. Well, I don't know everything. But with the era that we live in, we can find out what the answers are pretty easily. It's the 4th of July. It really isn't the day, as I explained last week. I think Friday we went through what the significant dates were of this week, and the declaration wasn't really signed on this day, but it became the catch-all day, it became an easy day. So if you're an astrologer, you can figure out what the story of the country is. Speaking of astrology, it's tough. This is a tough time, a tough week. You can see with the headlines today about bombing here and there, the killings in Baghdad and Bangladesh, and it's just the upset. The Iranians announcing yesterday they had enough missiles to wipe out Israel, that kind of stuff. Oy, man, crazy. It is crazy. All right, so let's focus on the here and now. Citizens United, I want to know what the decision meant to our country. I want you to wake up, rise, and shine. And be prepared. A lot of people be working, listening to this program today that don't normally hear it. We're on a lot of radio stations that don't normally carry the program, or they don't carry it live. They carry it at different times of the day, but because they know I'm here live, and they're providing a service as well, something new and fresh and good to talk about. That's what we wrap ourselves around here on the 4th of July at 16 past the hour.
30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym. Risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-569-5035. 1-800-569-5035.
All right, 888-302-3684, 888-302. Maybe I should have made this a 2020 news quiz question. I don't want to get overly wrapped around that kind of conversation. That is, well, I'm always happy to hear from people who actually have something to say. That so often happens, especially now in the world of conversation radio. People call programs, local programs, national programs, and they don't have anything to, they want to hear themselves. They want to talk just to be heard because there are so many people who are alone these days. So that's okay, except I try to steer away from that. Or have asked Kara to steer away from that, to just put people on the air who really have something to say will add to the conversation. Although it is cool. On a day like today, I know you're looking for some conversation. You're looking for some just somebody to be there because folks don't like to be. It's more that way when we do the program live on Christmas. But this show does do a live program every time there's a holiday on a Monday through Friday. That's what I've done for as many years as I've done this program. And in the fall, we'll start is it the 29th year? We started in 1988. So do the math. Yeah, 28 years on the air. And so that would be of that. If you do the math, this is here. You want a headache, Kara? Okay, let's say 5/7 of 28 equals what? That would be how many years I've done a live 4th of July program.
Didn't we learn our lesson trying to do math last week?
Well, most of the time I'm pretty good at it. I just, for whatever the reason, inverted the numbers. The years went backwards because we were trying to figure out how many years old the country was. It's 240 years old, and for whatever reason, I had it inside out and upside down. All right, so we'll get the answer to the question about Citizens United as we reflect on our country's history. If you want to add to the conversation, you can. 888-302 Doug at 21 after the hour on the 4th of July, 2016.
This land was made for you and me. As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Joining us now on the program is Robert Siciliano. You are a safety expert for Intel Security, and as such, we have a dilemma here with people. This is fear-based thinking, in a manner of speaking. The summer season, people traveling, people want to have time off, but yet most everybody is connected to their device, smartphones, all of the things. So you have put together a list of tips to ease the fear that people may have of going on vacation and being disconnected. Let's say you're on vacation in the wilds of northern Maine. There's no way of connecting up there because there's nothing. There's no cell towers. There's no fires. Nothing. So what do you tell people? How do you relax people and tell them it's going to be okay, folks?
Sure. So Intel Security did their digital detox survey of more than 14,000 people worldwide. And what their survey determined is that while as many as 55% of all of us intend on unplugging, as many as two-thirds still check in. Mm-hmm. And what that boils down to is that we are not only, you know, enjoying our vacations less by getting stressed out and checking email and dealing with stuff going on at home and at work, we're also putting our personal identifying information at risk by criminal hackers who are sniffing out our data on free, unprotected wireless networks.
So what does that amount to under the circumstances? I mean, that could happen no matter what, whether you're working or whether you're not working. Are you saying this is something we ought to be aware of all the time? And if that's the case, how do we protect ourselves would be the question.
Sure. So, yes, you do need to be aware of this stuff all the time. But again, you know, especially on vacation, again, to enhance, you know, your travel time away with your family. But again, also because cyber criminals, they vacation too. And they're often at the resorts and at the internet cafes and at the airport where the free Wi-Fi is. And so by installing things like what's called a virtual private network, a VPN, it encrypts your devices and it masks all your data on free public Wi-Fi. Also having things like antivirus, anti-spyware, anti-phishing, and a firewall all make sure that your data and your devices are properly protected. Having strong passwords, you know, uppercase, lowercase, numbers and characters, not having the same password across all of our devices. These are all fundamentals in regards to our information security, whether you're traveling or not. And while you're on vacation, it's also very important to be aware of what you're doing in regards to social. So a lot of us are consistently checking in via social. And when we do that, we're telling cyber criminals and burglars where we are and where we aren't. So, for example, if a burglar is paying attention to your social sites, they're seeing that you're on vacation in the Bahamas for 2 weeks, you're more likely to have your home broken into. So you want to be very discreet in regards to what you're posting, where you're checking in, alerting the world that you're not home, making your stuff in your home vulnerable.
All right, so Robert Siciliano is here with some common sense. This basically is common sense, but it's amazing how many people don't have any common sense, or they're not aware, or they just think this is like having a conversation on the phone with somebody. We've become so used to it that we don't have a problem until we are directly affected. I think that's the case, don't you think?
And, yeah. And so as a result, you know, they're getting stressed out while they're on vacation, and they're not connecting with their families like they should. And the survey showed that, you know, the two-thirds who actually, you know, did disconnect enjoyed their vacations that much more, and that 88% felt much less stress simply as a result of unplugging.
There is a lesson there for sure. Robert Siciliano from Intel with information. RobertSiciliano.com, where there's more info on this study. Thank you, sir.
The Environmental Protection Agency believes America needs less ethanol next year, and ethanol advocates disagree. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The EPA takes comments until next Monday on biofuels volumes proposed for next year. And because some of those volumes are lower than what the renewable fuel standard dictates, ethanol backers are speaking up, including Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts.
The renewable fuel standard is probably one of the most successful energy programs Congress has ever passed. And we're here urging the EPA to live up to the statutory requirements that Congress put in.
The issue also troubles Missouri's Department of Agriculture Director, Richard Fordyce.
This is an issue that should be pretty straightforward for EPA. This is a win for consumers and taxpayers. It's a win for farmers, for motorists. And I just can't figure out why this is such a problem.
More tomorrow. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Together early in the morning for most people, depending, whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, or in Hawaii, where you are listening around the country on Guam, perhaps, well, it's late in the day on Guam because that's where America's day begins. And here's that version. I was talking about God Bless America, Kate Smith. As corny as the day is long, but it's just something about this. It gets me sitting up straight in my seat or standing tall. Listen to the words. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. This is our first real foray into understanding our country. From the mountains to the prairies, think about what we have term richness, land, and variety. That's what really this song celebrates. God bless. Why doesn't this still have value today? All right, so Kara, what do you think? You ever heard this version of this before?
Yeah, I think that we probably played this one last year.
But yeah, I'm sure we did.
I do like it. And as you were talking about this song, I like it because the imagery that it evokes in your mind. And
yeah,
that's one of my favorite things about the United States, is that you can go all of these different places in the U.S.
Yeah.
and see completely different things.
Such variety, yeah. Yep, it really is almost a sacred place. So, crank it up. So your favorite patriotic song, give Kara a buzz, tell her. We'll try to work them in as we have our conversation today. It's 4th of July, and it's 2016. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at 888-302-3684. Those of you who listen to the program with regularity know that I do a 2020 news quiz question in this hour. And the question I asked had to do, I'm trying to do all American questions about our country. I realized that the Citizens United conversation, well, before I do that, let me just say in the last 15, 20 minutes I've been going back and forth on my Facebook page, looking at things that people have sent to me, things that have been posted, and I came across a picture of our president, current president, and the four still living presidents, George Bush the father, George Bush the son, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter. I look at them and I think to myself, what an interesting group. George Bush the father, good, solid, wholesome guy. He understood how the system worked and worked it for his own betterment and for the betterment of the country, I think, for the most part. Messed up when he talked about taxes and we're not going to have any new taxes and yada, yada. So that's why a lot of people, including me, didn't vote for him in the second term. And then there's Bill Clinton, who for many people represented a far better America in some ways and a far worse America. Interesting. He's a very, I think, troubled soul. I think what happens in our country, we don't always look at everything there is to look at about people. We look at the surface and say, oh, my God, look at what a chiseler he is. Look at how he's worked his former job into this, that, or the other thing. But, you know what, there are many good things that came about because he was president. George Bush, the son, there are many things that are distressing and distressful about his time. Iraq certainly is September 11th. There are some good things, though, that are there. I'm sure Jimmy Carter, same thing. What I find most interesting is looking at Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. Now, the four presidents, George Bush the father, Barack Obama, George Bush the son, and Bill Clinton, all are standing close together. Jimmy Carter is about 4 feet away from Bill Clinton. I don't know what the event was. The animosity that is felt between Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. I don't think Bill Clinton has any animosity toward him. But Carter, because of his religious points of view, abhors Clinton's lifestyle. And so won't talk to him. Once in a while you see him shaking hands. But that's about it. I feel this is an interesting retrospective on a part of Americana that's important to talk about today. And also other things that I hope bring us together. I went to the Citizens United page because somebody said to me, why are you talking about this? This is a divisive thing and it's the 4th of July. You know what? You're right. As I started to look at all of the things that I have actually never been to the Citizens United website before. So I looked at it for a while and I thought, you know what? I don't want to go down this street. I don't. It's all about how bad Obama is, how bad Clinton is, some of the basic things that become sales pieces for a certain point of view. Liberals are all bad, conservatives are all good, which is nonsense. Their headline says, dedicated to restoring our government to citizens' control. That's not what Citizens United, the decision of the Supreme Court, was all about. The Supreme Court decision basically handed they have, by the way, somebody must be listening to me because it says that something just splashed across the scene. Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court gave America back to its citizens. Nonsense. It gave America to the Koch family and to all of the special interest groups. They can write checks for as big as whatever amount. It's not freedom of speech. It's actually a declaration of war against freedom of speech. So, it's simple, and I mean this lovingly, it's simple-minded stuff, control and all that other stuff aimed at a particular group. There are a lot of these groups around on both sides, and they're not really true followers of fashion. So, okay, I decided not to talk about it. The answer to the question, though, is and I just basically explained it. Supreme Court gave, through the Citizens United ruling, the ability for large corporations, large individuals to give as much money as they wanted to. There was a subsequent Supreme Court decision that actually made it worse. So we don't really have equal representation. We have people that have lots of money, and most people on both sides realize that and now would like to change it. There's a call among many for a conventional, for a constitutional convention to change many of the things in the Constitution that don't work anymore. And whenever I say that, people call and say, what do you mean the Constitution doesn't work? There are plenty of things in the Constitution that just don't work anymore. They just don't. And the Second Amendment is probably one of them, because the forefathers didn't envision the kind of guns that are around today being used by the average ordinary person. So, I mean, you'd have it'd be a long row to hoe with our political climate the way it is, for sure. But you just look around, and that's why I made reference in the last half hour to today's astrology lesson, which basically gives us an overview of how cranked up people are. It's a cranky time. It's this week, last week, people are crabby. Have you noticed that? Kara, have you noticed more people being crabby around? And the traffic jams, by the way, speaking of making people crabby, apparently from what the AAA says, this past 4 days have been the worst traffic in the history of our country.
I was crabby on Friday. It normally takes me maybe 30, 35 minutes to get home from work. It took me more than an hour to get home on Friday because everybody was leaving to go to the ocean.
Wherever,
And then I was supposed to go home to my actual parents' house from my apartment, and that normally takes about 35 minutes. So I looked, and that was going to take more than an hour, too. So I went to happy hour, and then I wasn't cranky anymore.
I'll drink to that. A lot of drinking going on today. Don't mix fireworks with drinking. I just posted something on my Facebook page about animals, dogs especially, and what happens to them around fireworks. Make sure there are no dogs anywhere near any of the fireworks, because it's horrible for them. Awful, awful, awful. Why would you not think about that? Have a consciousness. If you have a dog who's your pet and your best friend, why would you expose him or her to fireworks? It scares the bejesus out of them. Don't do it. Think about your pet. 44 past the hour on the 4th of July. I'm Doug Steffen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestaples.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give a dollar to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Techron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tank full.
More at videopump.tv and laurenfix.com.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
All right, so let's try to figure out what we have in terms of things that we can celebrate together that really reflect the true meaning of the 4th of July. A lot of people don't know that this, the Continental Congress first one, opened on July 2nd, not July 4th. 2 days later, on the 4th, that in a separate document, the Declaration, which had obviously a better press office, than did the Continental Congress itself, spelling out the reason for declaring our independence. I love this sentence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, but we don't have that today, do we? Here's a thought. After signing it, they thought they were signing their death warrants because the British put out a hit on them. I guess it's a good thing that they won the war against the British, or we wouldn't, what would we, we'd have a different kind of we'd all be speaking English, but not the way we speak it now. All right, think about it for a second. There, a lot of these people put their country before their property, before their family. They changed the world, these men. One wonders if it's enough to have a barbecue in their honor today. It's 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Nobleness and ever again divine. You know, when I was in school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time now for America's Money Answer Man. Jordan Goodman is here on Good Day with a focus on the aftermath of that vote in England. The fear that's been created, Jordan, and the ideas that we need to get out of the stock market, silly things like that. But are they silly? Are there real reasons to be concerned?
There really are real reasons to be concerned, Doug. This was a big, big surprise. Going into that Brexit vote, as I called it, the bookies were saying 90% chance of staying in, 10% chance of leaving, and leaving won. So it was a real surprise. 52-48. So it's caused tremendous volatility in the markets. The stock market at first plummeted dramatically around the world, lost $3 trillion in market value, and then immediately came right back. So it's caused a tremendous amount of fear and uncertainty in the entire market.
All right. So as we look at this problem, you look at the good things. Interest rates have fallen. Money's pouring into the U.S. because it's safer here than it is in Europe or certainly in England, it would seem. So what is that doing to the value of our currency or the value of being here as far as putting your money here?
Well, you're right. Because of all the uncertainty, both in Britain and the rest of Europe, money is pouring into the U.S., which has pushed our interest rates down. The long-term treasury, 10-year treasury, is down to about 1.4%, which is the lowest we've ever seen in our lifetimes, Doug, 1.4%. And the banks, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, treasury bills, zero, basically. As far as the eye can see, there's no way you're going to earn anything by keeping your money in the bank. And I think that 1.4 could go even lower, potentially down to 1%. In Europe, there are literally negative interest rates. You go to a Swiss bank and say, I'd like a CD, they'll give you minus 3%. You'll get back 97 cents in your dollar. So rates have really come down a lot.
The Japanese are doing that, too, are they? Are they
exactly
able to put money in the bank? I've forgotten about it. I know it's kind of...
It's a very strange situation, but that's the way things are going.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about alternatives. A lot of people want to know what to do. I have a friend who has money in the bond market, and I think she's averaging 4%, maybe 5%. She's very conservative, doesn't want to take any chances, doesn't want to go, just, and she's not outside the box. So what do you say to people like that to begin with, who are feeling that they
need
to be...
Well, go outside the box. I guess the idea is go outside the box, because there really are some good alternatives that most people don't know about to earn much higher yields with a great amount of security. And something I'm doing myself is what's called a commercial real estate income fund. And what that does, it allows you to earn a secured 8% yield. You can either get monthly checks, or if you want, you can reinvest them back in the fund and keep your money compounding that way. There's a website people can find out about it, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2012. Now, this is only domestic. This is not having anything to do with Britain or Europe or Brexit or anything whatsoever. What they're doing is they're lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers that use it to renovate or build commercial properties. Could be like apartment buildings, shopping centers, assisted living homes, offices, those kind of things. They take the money, they renovate the place, pay interest, and a year to 18 months later, they sell it. And you actually, as an investor in a fund like this, get a piece of the profits when they sell the building, typically 18 months later. So you're going to get 8% a year, and then starting 18 months later, you'll get an additional maybe 2, 3%, something like that, when they sell, which is what's called a quarterly profit sharing. So there's one alternative you probably haven't heard about, Doug.
Yeah, one of the things that I know from my own experience is that real estate doesn't go up and down like the stock market does.
Correct.
I mean, there can be fluctuations, but there's a lot more, there's so much more, I don't know if it's liquidity, but there's stability in it.
Correct.
And that would be what would appeal to me.
Something like this does not fluctuate in value. In other words, you've got your stocks and bonds jumping all over the place here. This cannot go up. It cannot go down in value. It's purely designed for income. And you can do it as a long-term thing if you like. You know, just keep it in an IRA and then have those 8% monthly payments compounding and kind of grow it that way. You can do it outside an IRA as well. So say you're retired or semi-retired and you've got money sitting on a CD or bank account earning nothing. You put it in a commercial real estate income fund and get 8%. And now you've got some income to live off of without having your principal fluctuate in value anything. I mean, that's a big difference in today's world.
In order to find out more about this way to earn a secure 8% yield in what really is a 0% world, go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. Is a video you can watch, explains the whole thing in detail. Our thanks to America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. He is known all over the country and all over the world as the man to go to for answering questions about financial security.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.